we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Happy Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast today. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. Great to spend about a half hour with you here today as you are driving to work, or you might be listening at work. You might be listening in your house or on your computer, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. We want to welcome you to today's broadcast. I'd like to invite you out to our services this weekend. This weekend, we will have Sunday morning services as well as Sunday night, where we will be praying. We've got our 65th anniversary service coming up in June, and we are praying now. We are trying to position ourselves spiritually so we can be properly positioned physically so that we can minister for the glory of God. And so we've got some exciting things coming up as far as speakers and things like that. We've got an exciting weekend planned next weekend for ladies' ministry. The following weekend, we've got men's breakfast, which is, I believe, on the 20th. Lots of exciting things coming up in the next few weeks. Father's Day, we're already gearing up for that as well. And so we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. So I want to take you today to Isaiah chapter 61. And while you are turning there, I want to say thank you to Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. Area code 321-632-9538. Listen, if you need help with your air conditioning or your electrical system, from what I understand, there's supposed to be a cool front that comes in tonight, and temperature is getting down into the 50s. And so if you're needing to turn your heat on for a little while and it doesn't come on and you want it to be ready for next fall, you can give them a call, 321-632-9538, 632-9538, area code 321. They're based in Rockledge, Florida, and they can help you to get up and running as soon as possible. So if you do call them, give them or tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and that would be of great benefit to us as far as letting them know that they have listeners that are calling in, and it helps us to know that you are listening as well. So Isaiah chapter 61, this is going to sound like a strange title. I don't normally put titles on my broadcast, but today I'm going to title this particular broadcast, and it's going to sound like a strange title for Friday, but it is Give Up. Give Up. And if you know me, you've got to understand that if I say something, that there's a reason behind it. And we're going to get into Isaiah chapter 61 today, because I want to share with you this perspective. There are some things that you need to give up so that God can replace them with something that is even better. Okay? But you have to be willing to surrender them. You have to be willing to let them go in order for the replacement to take its place. And so here we go, Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So there are several things that we need to surrender in order to be able to receive what God wants for us to have. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the reason why. And I want to start off first with a little bit of a cautionary tale to those who may be trying to help in this area, where it talks about to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion. Now, the greatest source of comfort that you will have during a time of mourning comes from Jesus. He is the best at it. He never messes up. Sometimes we as human beings, we want to try and help that process. And a lot of times we can make matters a little worse while we're intending to make them better. Job's comforters were really lousy comforters. They were great accusers, but they were lousy comforters. I want to be known as a person who is able to come along and bring comfort to those who mourn. So if I could give just a little bit of advice on if you are there trying to minister to a person who is going through a loss, the first thing I would tell you is please don't use spiritual platitudes. Just those little spiritual one-liners that we Christians are so good at. Everyone knows, nobody really gives too much thought to them until you try and help somebody who is going through something. Well, you know, God never gives us more than we can handle. You know, God works all things together for the good of those that love him, to those who are called according. Those are spiritual truths, but at the wrong time, they don't help the matter. And so I want to encourage you that if you are there, go there so that you can minister to them however they need to be ministered to. The second thing that I would tell you is you cannot rush a person who is in the mourning process. I know that there are some people who go through a longer process than other people do. So I want to encourage you. You can't be impatient with somebody. Just because you would have already gotten over it doesn't mean that they have. On the flip side of that coin, you can't stay in the valley of mourning for too long. In Psalm 23, when it says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil," that means that you are supposed to get through that valley. That valley is not supposed to be your new residence. It is supposed to be a place that you pass through. Get through it. And so if you find yourself camping too long, you need to talk to somebody and say, how do I get through this process? You know, the next piece of advice for those who are going through a time of mourning over the loss of a loved one is you don't make major decisions during that time of mourning and that time of sorrow. You need to have some people around you to help you to understand, look, there will be plenty of time to address that. We just need to make sure that you are healed and you are whole and you are equipped mentally and spiritually and physically to be able to make the decisions that you're having to make. So those are just a few pointers. Let me take you now to some of the things that we're going to need to give up in order for us to accomplish the purpose that God has. Remember, all of this is made possible because the Spirit of the Lord God was upon Jesus, and because he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. So it says to give them beauty for ashes. Ashes are things that have decayed. Ashes have no nutritional value. Ashes are not meant to be fed upon. Ashes are something that the usefulness is gone, and all that remains is a residual remedy of what once was there. And you will see this happen a lot of times if people have a tragedy with their home. You know, I personally have a very traumatic experience with ashes that didn't give me an endearment for them at all. And that was, I was at a person's home one day, and I heard what I thought was some Chips Ahoy cookie crumbs down in the bottom of the bag. And so I just reached down there, grabbed some of the crumbs and put them in my mouth, only to find out that person hadn't put cookie crumbs in there. They had emptied their ashtray into the bottom of the bag. And I ended up with a mouth filled with ashes. I was expecting something sweet, and I got something disgusting in its place. And you just don't want that. I want you to know that just because some things have passed away, just because there has been some transition, maybe a loved one has passed away, Jesus will never pass away. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And even though you may be going through a very difficult season, God has beautiful things in store for you in the days ahead. And so I want to ask you, will you surrender the ashes of the past so that God can give you the beauty for what he wants to bring into your life? Give yourself permission to live again, to enjoy life again, to enjoy the abundant life that Jesus came to bring to you. So I want to encourage you, don't get stuck in the valley of despair. He says, I want you to give up mourning for the oil of joy. Mourning for the oil of joy. Mourning, to give up mourning does not mean that you forget about the person, that you demean the person, or you didn't value them. It just means that God has something else for you to do. That person finished their race. I have a friend who is a pastor. He and I are almost exactly the same age. Our families are almost exactly the same age. He and his wife got married almost exactly the same time that we did, and his wife passed away. And even before she passed away, she was encouraging him, God is going to cause you to see beauty again. He's going to cause you to have the oil of joy again. He is going to bring you through this season that we're walking through together. And he passionately loved his wife. He really, really loved his wife. And she began to speak prophetically into his life, even as she was preparing to cross over into eternity. And everything that she prophesied to him came to pass. And today when you see him, he will tell you how much he loved her. But he will also tell you that God has blessed him, and as God has brought new life into his life and new joy, and things are going wonderfully in his life. I want to encourage you today. Are you willing to give up mourning, just going around lifeless and without joy? Are you willing to allow God to give you the oil of joy once again? Because I want you to know that he will do that. I'm not saying that it's easy, but you have to be willing to surrender that in order to have the capacity to function with the joy of the Lord once again. Okay? The third thing that we need to give up, we need to give up the spirit of heaviness. This is described as a spiritual issue. It is not just a funk that you are in. It is not just a season that you're in. The enemy will try and get you to operate with underneath a spirit of burden, of heaviness. Just walking around as feeling as if the weight of the entire world is upon your shoulder. Okay? And so for what you and I, if we are going to give this up, God has a new wardrobe for us, and it is the garment of praise. This is a passage where God tells us the spiritual solution for our discouragement, our depression, and our oppression, and that is to begin to praise him. You see, he is the burden bearer. He is the one who removes the burden. And so will you allow yourself to get out from underneath the spirit of heaviness so that God can give you the garment of praise? You know, you might think that I just sit around in an office all day and that I never do anything. Earlier this week, I was preparing to go into the office, and I got a phone call from my daughter, and she had a car issue on a day that she could not afford to have a car issue. And so I ended up being Dad the auto mechanic that day. Fortunately, it wasn't a serious problem, and so I was able to remedy it. But when I got through with that, I had all sorts of things on my hands and probably some on my clothes that I didn't have when I started the day. And I don't know how you feel whenever you are like that, but it's a great thing to be able to take off those grungy clothes and put on the garment of praise. The reason that we praise is not because we don't have problems. We do have problems. It's not because we don't feel like it. It is because he is worthy to be praised. And believe me, if the devil could have taken you out already, he would have taken you out already. The reason that you are still here is because God wants you here, and he has a glorious future, something for you to do. You say, "But I can't. I may not. You might not be able to go anyplace. You might not be able to do much. But you can still pray and touch heaven and see miracles done. You can still tell people who come to visit you about the goodness and the greatness of God." I challenge you today. No matter what you are going through, set aside the problems, set aside the burdens, and put on the garment of praise. So we give up ashes for beauty. We give up mourning for joy, and we give up the spirit of heaviness for a garment of praise. By the way, there are a few other garment items that are talked about in Isaiah chapter 61. He says, "For he has clothed me," verse number 10, "for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation." If you don't have anything to praise him for today, praise him for your salvation. Praise him for your hope and your future. Praise him that he's giving you eternal life. And it says, "And he has covered me with the robe of righteousness." And so I want to encourage you, put on the garments of salvation, put on the garments of praise, and put on the robe of righteousness, which is as decked out as a bridegroom, a fully dressed to the nines bridegroom. I mean, I don't know about you. I tended to get dressed up for my wedding. And he said, that's what the robes of righteousness are. If you don't like the bridegroom picture, then picture yourself as a bride who adorns herself with her jewels. That's what God wants for you and I to do. So are we properly clothed going into the weekend? This may have been one of the worst weeks of your life. But I and if it is, I would be happy to pray for you. If you'd like for us to join you in prayer, give us a call, 321-454-4263, and leave us a message on the answering machine. Or you can email us at meritassembly.com, or you can like us on Facebook, Merit Assembly of God. And if you want to see some of our sermons, you can go there. We live stream just about every Sunday morning. And so those are some things that are going on. But if you'd like somebody to pray with you, give us a call, and we would be more than glad to do that. Earlier this week, I got a phone or a text message from someone that asked me if I could go and pray with someone. It's a person I don't know, haven't met, but I was glad to be able to go and pray with them. Okay, here's the purpose, okay? There's two results that we're going to talk about. If you will give up ashes for the beauty that God has, mourning for the oil of joy, if you will be willing to give up on the spirit of heaviness and put on the garment of praise, here's what will happen as a result of that, that they may be called trees of righteousness. Trees of righteousness. In other words, that season that you are going through, if you will allow God to use that, he is going to cause your testimony to stand forth like a majestic tree that people look to for shade, for beauty, and to see the life that is harbored in that tree. Yeah, you can grow a mushroom pretty quickly, but it takes a while to grow a tree. Earlier this year, I believe it was one of the giant sequoias in California that some people believe was older than the United States of America. It came crashing to the earth, and there were a great number of people who were very, very saddened by that. And you and I, we are supposed to be pillars of righteousness, trees of righteousness. And I pray that when you can't stand in your own strength, stand in His strength, because He wants to give you right standing. He gives us right standing before God. Jesus provides that for us. The planting of the Lord. Okay? So not only will people see that you are going through that season differently than they went through that season, not only are they going to see that that tragedy hasn't affected your right standing before God, but they are also going to see that you were firmly planted by God. Now, when I see that term, that causes me to remember why I'm at Merit Assembly of God. There was a verse that God was repeatedly giving me back in 1992. In fact, he gave it to me almost for an entire year. And it was in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 10. It says, "But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To Him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." In the devotional that I was reading back in that day, and I was, in fact, I've read that devotional since then, and that verse just showed up a lot during that season. It's really not in that devotional that many times. It just happened to show up for me. But that devotional said, "And the God of all glory will Himself come and pick you up and place you where He wants you and cause you to be established and prosper after you have suffered a little while." That's what it said, that God will plant you. I want you to know that as sovereign God, as the Redeemer of our souls, that God has the authority and the privilege of planting us where we will thrive. There are too many nomads and not enough people firmly planted by God. And so I've literally had people ask me, "How long are you going to stay at Merit Assembly of God?" I said, "Look, God's the one that picked me up. He placed me here. He planted me here. And if He ever wants to relocate me, He will be the one that comes and does that." So I don't stress out on a lot of things that are God's responsibility. In fact, I recommend that strategy to you. If it is, you know, we talked earlier in the week about vengeance is God. It belongs to God. So don't stress out about whether, you know, how you're going to respond to somebody who's treated you bad. Just bless them. Just bless them. Say, God, that's God's area of expertise. My area is this over here. And so be a person that's planted by God. And so if you're in a marriage, you're planted there by God. And I encourage you, thrive there. Thrive there. So what those are two of the results, or two of the purposes. But now I want to talk about the ultimate result. Okay, so let me read this verse to you again. "To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they," those same people that were mourners earlier, "may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified." You know, I told you I titled this message, "Give Up." Give up. I'm not talking about throwing up my hand or throwing up your hands and surrender and walking away. I'm talking about be willing to surrender these things that we've talked about: the ashes, the mourning, the spirit of heaviness. Be willing to give those things up, even though it's not easy. It's not even natural. Be willing to give those things up, because God has something new in its place. He's going to cause you to thrive as a result of that. But the ultimate reason is this. Give those things up for the glory of God. In the New Testament, it says, whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. I've seen a lot of sports through the years and people who've excelled on the field, and they would do an interview afterwards, and people would come up and say, I just want to give all the glory to God. Just want to give all the glory to God. And people have trashed them and said, do you think really, God really cares about whether or not your team wins the football game or not? You know, I don't think God really cares about which team wins the football game. But I do know this, that he cares about you and I giving him the glory. That whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, the food that we eat, the life that we lead, the things that we do at work, whatever we do, we should do it for the glory of God. Today, you may have been in a place where you're stuck. And I want to ask you today, would you allow God to help you to get unstuck for his glory? Today, would you give yourself permission to believe that God has something beautiful for you in the days ahead for his glory? Would you be willing to allow God, if I can use this term, I'm using this loosely, but would you allow him to anoint you with the oil of joy for his glory? To bless you with a smile on your face? And a laugh in your spirit. Would you allow him to give you that for his glory? And would you allow him to take off of you that spirit of heaviness and give you a garment of praise right where you are? You know, I've had preachers call things, you know, like a crazy praise. You know, it's a praise at a time that just doesn't make any sense to the natural man, but it is something that God is worthy of. Would you be willing to give up today those things if I told you that God is going to give you better things than the mourning and the ashes and the heaviness? He's going to give you joy and beauty and praise, and he's going to make you stand tall because you're doing it for his glory. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
To be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion.